I'm going to read this scripture here. It's it was in my notes. I didn't write the scripture down. I think it's Mark. You know it when you hear it. He said, love for your enemies. He said, but to you who are willing to listen, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who hurt you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, offer the other cheek also. And see, and we got to say, we are so quick to say, you won't do me like that. I just won't take it. I tell people this, especially us believers. Let me say it like that. Especially us Christians, let me say it like that. Because you little situation, something, especially on your job, Lord Jesus, especially on your job. And then them worldly folk get to cutting up. Then next thing you know, the church people get to. We forget who we are and who's on the inside of us. So I tell them, you know, they think, man, they just won't do me like that. They doing me wrong. They just won't do me like that. I said, hold on. I call my test. I said, let me ask you something. I said, you say, right? Now, bro, Tim, you know what I'm saying. I said, okay. I said, you say, okay, we get that on out the way. I said, so you love Jesus, right? Look, now, don't go there with me. I said, well, I'm just asking. I need to know this now because I'm trying to set something. I said, do you not know that Jesus, while he was here on earth, right before he left, they slapped him. They spit on him. They said they beat him so bad, they couldn't even tell he was a man. He took that not for himself to prove a point. He took that for us. Because he knew what he had to do to redeem us. He said, I'm going to go ahead and shut up. See, that's love. The love the Father has bestowed upon us. I mean, that's love. That's love. He took that for us. How many of us can say we would actually do that for another? And nothing against it, because I can't say that I would. But he did. He did it. You know, Jesus was talking to his disciples, and he said, if you love me, and people will know that you love me, he said, you'll do what I did. You go out and you share this good news, the love that God has for us. You know, if I could encourage you any kind of way, my encouragement would be right there. Spend more time with the Father. Get to know him. Get to know him for who he really is. Get to know him. Don't let nobody just tell you about him. Get to know, get a personal relationship for yourself. Actually, every time that word love is written in the Bible and it's referring to God, like, all those letters ought to be bold, italic, and capitalized. Because it don't do it justice. God's love for us, I'm talking about we just cannot imagine how much he loves us and longs for the fellowship of us to just spend time with him. He wants us to succeed because he wants us to go out into the world to get the lost. Get the lost to tell them the good news. Man, you've been redeemed from that. Man, you've been healed from that. I'm telling you, man, the other night we was at Walmart when we was on the prayer line, and I some of you probably heard this. We left Walmart, and this gentleman he was just sitting on side the curb. All he had was him, what he had on his back, and a sleeping bag, I think. Yeah, sleeping bag. And when you see people like that, you just got to have compassion. I've been in New York City, and I'm pretty sure some of y'all have been other places on my job. I told my wife, I said, you know, your heart just goes out to them because you really have to dig deep inside of you and just say, you know, Lord, what do I do? What do I do? I know if I can't help all of them, but if I can just do a little something for one of them, just to share them the good news. And I encourage you this too right here. You know, keep your In Him book on you. Keep you one of those on you. I think In Him and your faith in God, keep those books on you. And when I say keep them on, I'm talking about like two or three. So when you share the good news with somebody and you speak the revelation and knowledge of God to them, you can give them that In Him book and faith in God, it'll help them. Say, give them something to read. They'll pick it up. And plus, it's just a little bitty book. And it'll help them bring revelation to them. And it'll change their life. I'm telling you, it'll change their life. I promise you it will. So you see those people, that's when you just have to dig deep down inside of it. And I told my wife, I said, as bad as I wanted to, we rolled around after we seen him. I told him, I said, I'll be back. I said, we rolled around, man, and he needed a hotel room. And we was trying to find him a hotel room. And I told my wife, I said, well, I got my wife and my family in here, and then I got my groceries in the back. I said, Lord, I said, you know what do, and I'm no credit to myself, because I'm pretty sure some of y'all done the same thing. No credit to myself. All glory belongs to God. So what we could do, we just had to do what we had to do for him. We just had to give him what we had in our pocket to help him out. And then I asked him, I said, if you don't mind, Mr. Jeffrey, I said, can we just pray for you and pray with you? And I think that done him more justice than that hotel room. When you seen that man and he found out that somebody actually cares for him, that would take time to pray for him, pray with him, and share that revelation. Now he came with all kind of different philosophies, things that people had told him that didn't make any sense. One way I can tell you, he's talking about the rainbow. Talking about, you know what a rainbow, it wasn't nothing about what the word. I said, well, I can tell you what the word says. Right? Then the Lord, the Holy Spirit checked me. He said, now what did I tell you this morning on the prayer line? Be patient with him. Listen to him. He said, don't argue with him. You don't have to argue about the word. You just share the word and let them receive it and let them chew on it. And he done that. And I'm telling you, I believe with all my heart, that changed that man's life forever. That changed his life forever. Praise God, I'm not going to be here. I'm finna shut it down. I hope what I said helped somebody. I hope it brought revelation. I hope it brought some knowledge and understanding. I hope it brings you closer to our God, our Savior, and you have a personal relationship with him. Because I'm telling you, God, and we see people, even unbelievable, with that on the back of their car. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. They ain't got a clue about what it means. They don't have a clue. But we do. Nothing against them, but we do. And we can share what we know with them. Amen. God is love. Let that love of God reign in you deeply. We're soul winners. He who wins souls is wise. Amen. We're soul winners. We're going to get them. These seats are going to be filled up with people loving God, praising God, worshiping God. Hallelujah. 100% tithing. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, we're speaking it into the existence. I'm telling you, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I declare and decree, tonight is the last night these seats will be this empty. Everybody agree with me, say amen. Amen. Tonight is the last night these seats will be that empty. Amen. I'm talking about if it don't start with, if we got 15 in here now, praise God if we got more, but if we got 15 in here now, if we get 16 next week, hey, we done accomplished what we said, but we're going to keep going up. Amen. God bless you.